The Business Bunker. Email us now, bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. Paul Andrews with The Business Bunker, kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to The Business Bunker on kentbusinessradio.co.uk on Tuesday, September the 25th. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and my lovely co-presenter, Jill Serkin.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm very well. Cool. I must say, it's looking very spruce in here, Mr. Andrews.
I know. I've spent all weekend cleaning and polishing and tidying.
Scrubbing away.
Hey, what do you reckon on the new microphones?
Love it.
Yeah.
Love my red one.
Are they a bit cool?
So to speak. Love your little brown rug in there.
Oh, yeah.
In the
loo. All the little matching hand towels
very
and
macho,
stuff.
Very macho, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
If I'd have done it, it would have been pink. But
yeah,
you've
cool.
made it all brown and cuddly.
Yeah, so anyway, we've got new microphones. We've got lots of new bits and pieces.
Yeah, rock and roll.
And we got lots to tell you, but you're going to have to wait a week. Because the big announcement's coming next week, and we're going to tell you all about it next
week. Unless
someone
bribes me at Lenley's on Thursday morning.
Yeah,
at 10 a.m.
okay.
At the tweet up.
Uh-huh.
I could be bribed.
Yeah, well, I've heard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Little duck confit.
Anyway, you're listening to Kent Business Radio. .co.uk. We'd love to hear from you, the listeners of Kent and the businesses of Kent. So please do give us a call on 01303 874 998. That's 01303 874 998. We'd love to hear from you. Or you can tweet me at VanillaWeb. We've already got half a dozen tweets come in. So, we'll look at those in a moment.
What's the number again?
It's 01303 874 998. It's exactly the same number as it was last week, surprisingly.
You say it so well, Paul.
I know. A big thank you to a number of people as well. Today's show sponsor is B2BSoutheast.com, who are holding their big Southeast Business to Business exhibition on the 15th of November, Thursday the 15th of November, at the Effingham Park Hotel, Copthorne, near Gatwick. As well as the exhibition there, there is also a series of free seminars. And they're all totally free to go along to, lots of different topics being talked about. So there's an exhibition with about 150 businesses there, plus, seminars and networking areas and all sorts. It's a great event. So do get along to that. And you've got plenty of time to organize yourself. It's, not until November, but, they're today's, show sponsor. So thank you to them. I'd also like to say personally a big thank you. To David and Lisa of Telcare Limited, the telecoms company from Rochester, who have been helping us sort out our telephone and telecommunications systems here. And they responded really quickly. And
did they come with a flashing light on there?
Yeah, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and everything. It was lovely. And I couldn't be doing this without them. And thank you so much for all your help. It's really appreciated.
Do they think there's hope for us?
I wouldn't go that far. I wouldn't go that far, though. No, but they're doing a fantastic job. So thank you to them, too. As I say, we've already got half a dozen tweets in. So do feel free to tweet us or to call us. I think what we'll do now, though, Jules, is we'll start with an email or two.
If you know someone who's starting a new business or yourself, how much would winning a package of support worth £5,000 help you? At the Kent 2020 Vision Startup Live, the new event for startup businesses is taking place on, Wednesday 24th. Oh no, it's 24th of October. I do apologise. So Wednesday 24th of October, one lucky visitor will win an amazing package designed to kickstart their new business and worth more than £5,000. It includes a Dell laptop, a fully fitted stand at the next Kent 2020 Vision Live event. You're tweaking me, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm fiddling.
Social media event, a set of personalised business stationery, a full business planning review and more. Wow, this is amazing. What a prize.
Absolutely.
So the details of that are on kent2020startup.co.uk. You can register online to pre-book your free place and enter the draw. And that's Wednesday the 24th of October. Lots of stuff going on there. There's free workshops, there's expert briefings, one-to-one advice clinics. So again, kent2020startup.co.uk. It's at the Kent Event Centre in Detling. And details of that will be on the Business Bunker website after the show.
Cool. Good stuff. Thank you for that.
Who's tweeting you?
Well, there's loads and loads of tweets. I've got Kingsbridge Studios. Do you remember Andrew and Alison that were on a couple
of
weeks ago?
I'm meaning to contact them.
And you bullied and bullied and bullied them into joining Twitter.
Yes.
And they've now joined Twitter. So now we need to get them some followers. But thanks. They've come on and said hi. They're listening to the Business Bunker show. And their Twitter handle is Kingsbridge Stew, S-T-U, one, the number one. That stands for Kingsbridge Studios, but the Twitter handle is at Kingsbridge STU1. So do give them a follow.
I'm very impressed that you hung on my every word there, Alison and Andrew, to get a Twitter.
Absolutely, yeah. They wouldn't dare not.
You just looked at me in a very disdainful way then.
No, but as if anybody would dare defy an order from you, Jules.
Well, Twitter's important.
Yeah, I mean.
That's what I say.
Yeah, no, well, exactly. And they went straight out and did it. You
yeah,
know
I'm
mean?
Very impressed. But I am going to phone them because I thought what they did with the Wi-Fi and hi-fi and hiding
awesome.
Things behind fat Botticelli people
yeah.
would be really good.
It's not mandatory. You don't have to have a Botticelli to have one of their
no.
systems. That was just me being
pretentious.
I think
there's a vaccination against Botticelli now anyway.
Yeah, yeah, it's okay. Yeah, it's been taken off the critical list.
That didn't make you
what
laugh,
what are you talking
it?
About? No, it's just nonsense.
Botulism. Didn't you get it?
No, it's Botticelli. It's not
no,
synonymous
it's a
with...
joke.
No, I understand. It's just a really bad joke, is what
you
I was saying.
You can be vaccinated against it now.
No, I understood. You don't need to explain.
Oh, I'll tell you the later. I'll take you down the pub. You'd laugh then.
No, the reason I didn't laugh is because it wasn't funny.
Fine. Okay. Moving on.
Yeah, anyway.
Who
never
else
mind.
Is tweeting?
Yeah. Beaujolais Boy is back. Ian Foley, Beaujolais
Hello.
Boy. Hi, Paul. Long time no see. Beaujolais Boy is back. Beaujolais Boy runs Liquid Pleasure, which is the the very, very special wine emporium in Tenterson High Street.
Where you frequent.
For various presents for you, yes. Mrs. Serkin.
You've seen it on Facebook.
Being of the teetotal variety myself, I don't frequent it for my own uses.
That wine that you gave me via them was amazing, absolutely amazing.
Your birthday present?
Yeah.
Which
really
one?
Amazing. Well, the first one that was meant to go with the lobster was really nice, and it sort of went pre-lobster.
Yeah, I bet.
Was fantastic. I think that was a New Zealand one as well.
Yes, it was, yeah.
Very pleasant. But then the way that you actually managed to match up our names, I thought was very impressive. With the Gavi and the Juliet, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, that took some doing, didn't it?
I know. I mean,
yeah.
I put a lot of effort into this. Not that I get much recognition for it, yeah.
You know, I had that on Sunday with a straw, both of them, Gavin's and mine.
Yeah.
Very pleasant.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I went to great lengths to do that.
I know you did, but it just took 6 months of nagging till I actually got the real birthday
present. Look at the effort I put into it. I had a special order that.
I think I'm going to march in there and just see how many of these crates you're getting and squirrelling away from me.
Yeah. Okay.
Do they do Nobby's Nuts and things in there as well?
I have no idea. They did say Wells Ice Cream,
do
which
they?
Is what I go in there for. Yeah.
Uh-huh. What flavour do you have?
What guess?
Honeycomb?
Nah. Well, yeah, I do have honeycomb.
Licorice. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Can't be doing with licorice.
Right. Anyway, we've got Inline Magazine, which will be the lovely Donna.
Donna Whitby.
Yeah, and she's saying, please could I ask you to mention anyone that is holding a Christmas fair or an event in Canterbury, could they send the details to her about when and where it is?
Okay. Yes, I agree with that.
Because Donna runs Inline Magazine, obviously, and they're going to want to start promoting these kind of events. Unfortunately, she hasn't told me where to send them.
You can send them to me, jules@pressupgroup.com, because I do the business pages.
All right.
If not, you can track her down, Donna Whitby, Inline Magazine.
Okay. But we'll find out. So if you're holding a Christmas fair or an event in Canterbury...
Send them to me and I'll send
your details to Jules or to Donna at Inline Magazine if you want some promotion of that.
And also, I will say something about Inline Magazine. There's a couple of businesses on there. There's Mama Feel Goods, who she's just started at Quex Park. She has taken the back page and she's doing so well that she's reserved that back page forever.
Blimey.
And there are clients of mine that are going in there and they're getting very, very good feedback. So if you have a small budget, it doesn't cost very much, but you can actually get into the houses of all these villages around Canterbury. So, you know, the affluent villages, if you like. So that's a very, very good way of doing it.
Cool.
Nice ad, and then you can ask for a little bit of editorial.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
No brainer.
Good. So, get in there.
Donna Whitby.
Donna Whitby, In Line Magazine, Canterbury. Sorted. I've got a tweet from Indigo Strawberry.
Ah, yes.
And it says...
One of our regulars.
Yeah. Saturday the 29th, 10.30 till 3.30, Fremantle Hall, Bexley, DA5 1AA. Now, there's someone that's taken to heart what I was saying earlier about telling us where things are.
Yes, she has.
They have... belt and braces with us. So, Fremantle Hall, Bexley, DA5, 1AA, ladies and little miss, and little missy, pamper, free entry, women only. And that's on Saturday the 29th at 10.30.
29th of October or September?
They missed that bit out.
But I bet it's September.
It must be September because the 29th is this Saturday. So, I'm right. Imagining that's when it is. And that's just a wild guess.
Yes, one of your wilder ones.
Thank you.
What I'd say to them is pop in and see the Bexley Heath Salt Cave and then perhaps we can work together because, as you know, I do the PR for them. And they could pop in and see them. They've got an open evening coming up in November, which is World COPD Day.
That's easy for you to say.
Yeah, COPD.
Cool.
November
that's a salt cave at Bexley.
Yeah, so maybe they can liaise.
Yeah, sounds good.
Strawberry?
They're called Indigo Strawberry.
Indigo Strawberry.
And their Twitter handle is Indigo Pamper.
Right.
And they've just tweeted again to say you can find out more information on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/events/3267705.
Do you know you're spraying when you're doing those slashes and flashes and... And you're making your new studio very grubby.
That's fine. That's why I've got a spit sock on my microphone.
Yeah, a big one.
Yeah, so that's that. Do look into that. Oh, Billy Dean is back.
Billy.
Hello, Billy. Where have you been?
Yeah, he's been in, he was in Crate.
Yeah.
Crate. Have you heard of Crate?
Crate.
Oh, it might be Crete.
Crete.
He was in a crate.
In a crate week. In Crete?
Yeah.
All right.
He said he had a lovely time.
Cool.
Yeah. What's he saying?
No, just said he's back. He says...
Billy Dean's back.
It says, it's looking like I might have a chance to listen live to the Business Bunker today.
Wow.
Yeah. Been keeping updated by using the Listen Again feature, but he's around to listen live. So great. Good to have you back listening live, Billy.
He often listens when he's cruising around, doesn't he?
Hmm. And we've also heard from Alex Waterton of F Keys.
Hello, Alex.
Who just says, have another great show, guys. So thank you for that, Alex.
Have we had one great show, then?
No, we're working towards it.
Yeah.
It'll be our second anniversary in 3 weeks' time, and we're building up to a great show.
I know, but I'm having my own party when I get back.
Yes.
Because I'll be in Spain.
Yeah, because you'll be swanning off.
Well, you decided to arrange it when I was away.
Yeah, I really... 2 years ago, when I did the first show, I thought, do you know what? I'm going to find someone called Jules who's going to co-present the show with me. And in 2 years' time on our anniversary, she's going to be on holiday. So I'm going to start the show this week.
Crystal Ball.
Yeah.
Who else you got? Can you stop spluttering at me?
Blimey.
Young man. Who else is there on Twitter?
I've got 10 more.
Go on. Quick.
No,
come on.
Berlane's.
Yes.
We're holding our open house this weekend, Friday the 28th and Saturday the 29th. That will be September, I'm hazarding a guess.
Oh, I think so.
Yeah. The perfect opportunity for you to come along, browse and meet the team. So that's Berlane's.
Tell Browse to go then, yeah.
Ha ha ha. So get along to that. Brant at Echo Media says hello.
Hello, Brant.
Yeah.
Do you know, it's a good job he's not on today, isn't it, really, with Jean and Jen?
All right, okay.
We wouldn't be able to tell the difference, would we, between Pin and Pin?
That's very
Pin
true.
And Jen.
And also, I've got a tweet from Joanna Francis, who says, I'm listening in for the first time, that's cool, and I'm going to... play an interview with Joanne later, actually.
Right.
Because last week I was at the Keita Awards, which is the Kent Independent Traders Association Awards, and I've got some interviews with some of the winners.
Excellent.
And we're going to be playing that later.
And what does Joanna Francis do?
She runs Maidstone Virtual Assistants.
Fabulous.
And she won the Best Business Startup Award.
Wow, well done, Joanna.
Yeah,
well done.
And we got an interview with her later on the show, so look forward to that. HMS at the Abbey.
Hello.
Hilda Marie Smith.
Hello.
You did that without a South African accent. That's a first.
Yeah.
No, that was enough. That wasn't a cue.
I'm in the Welt.
Yeah, okay.
Come and try my Boer Wars. Sausages.
Anyway, Hilda Marie Smith, in her very lovely South African accent, says, the new mics are sounding great. Hello from all of us who are listening in at the HMS at the Abbey, with Catering for Kent.
What a lovely evening we had at the launch.
It was fantastic.
It really was.
I tell you what, it was absolutely amazing. Even though I nearly died playing football. Because at my age, that was
ridiculous.
But we
couldn't get you off the pitch, you boys.
I know, well, almost.
It was 5:30. The speeches were ready.
I was on a hat trick.
You were still.
I was on a hat trick. I was two up and I was on a hat trick. I tell you what, listen, I scored a cracking header.
Did you?
Even if I say so myself, top corner.
Was that when you were standing on your head or?
No. I leapt like a salmon.
Did you?
I leapt like a salmon and I met the ball full on, square on the head, top corner, in you go.
Downstream?
No. I was on a hat trick. That's why I was out there for so long. But it was ridiculous at my age.
But what you did, I mean, Action Man, if anybody didn't see the photos, they are on Press Up Group Jules Serkin Facebook, and also probably, are they on yours?
Yeah.
Action Man.
Some of them, yeah.
Just look for the Action Man album on Jules Serkin Facebook. I have to say my panna cotta was excellent.
But I want to talk a little bit about HMS at the Abbey.
Yeah.
Because that's why we were there, really.
Yeah.
I tell you what, the food was stonking.
Well, my panna cotta.
It was absolutely stonking.
Yeah.
I unbelievable.
What did you have as a starter?
I had pork and ginger kebabs to start.
Oh, that was nice.
And then I had Boer sausages.
I had a bite of your sausage, so to speak, and I thought excellent. But that was when you weren't looking.
I'm never going to lift that down, am I?
I did that old
trick. I've had a bite of your sausage.
Yeah, I had a bite of your sausage.
Blimey.
And what was your pudding?
I had the chocolate cheesecake.
And how was that?
Horrible.
Oh, yeah. You couldn't eat another bite.
No, I only ate three pieces. It was that bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had quite a large glass of something sparkling. I think it was Carver. It might have been Prosecco. Might have been Riverford Prosecco. But Gav and I, Mr. New Husband, we're thinking of going this Friday night.
Really?
Yeah, want to come?
Yeah, I might do, actually.
Yeah. We thought we'd have a sort of regular Friday night letdown, because he can get off the train at Faversham.
Right, okay.
And start the weekend.
As you mean to go on?
Yeah. So she's now open Friday nights and Saturday for a light lunch and Sundays and, of course, Saturday evening. Well worth a visit, HMS at the Abbey.
Cool. I'm going to do an email now.
Go on then.
Hi, Paul and Jules. We are called the Kent Institute for Clinical Hypnosis and are opening up for a 10-module weekend course as of next January at the beautiful location of the University of Greenwich Medway campus. Our website is www.thekentinstitute.co.uk and we can be contacted at info@thekentinstitute.co.uk. It's a course that consists of 10 modules. It starts in January 2013 with a commitment of one weekend per month, obviously for 10 weekends. Easy for people who are working full-time to fit the course in around their existing jobs and would suit those who are looking to gain a professional and recognised qualification in hypnotherapy. And you gain a diploma.
You've got to be careful reading that out.
Why?
Because it could come through the radio, couldn't it, the hypnotherapy, and you could just sort of turn into a chicken or something.
Really?
Yeah. Or even...
Could that happen?
Yeah, or even...
Hold on. Did I just hear that? Hold on, I need to check with our guests here. Did anybody have a clue what that was about?
Did you never see Uri Geller and what happened with spoons?
No.
Yeah.
He became a chicken, really.
Because even on telly or through a radio medium, you can bend things and do all sorts of odd things. You could even be good at football.
What was in her coffee?
I have no idea. I have absolutely no idea.
It's a ginger tea. It's very good for me.
Anyway, the course is run by an experienced hypnotherapist and psychotherapist who works in a business.
See, look, it's happening. You're turning into a chicken. Your beak.
It happened.
Yeah.
She runs busy practices in Medway and Longfield. And they're taking bookings now, and anybody that books before the 31st of October will get a heavy discount, and that's from Emma. So good luck with that, Emma. We wish you the very best for that.
Well done, Emma.
So that is that. Do you know what I think we'll do now?
Tunage?
I think we'll play a bit of tunage.
What you got?
I got a bit of Phil Collins.
Oh, you've been dying to play that for months.
Yeah.
Business Bunker. Hey, welcome back. Bit of Phil Collins there. You can't hurry love. You're listening to kentbusinessradio.co.uk, the Business Bunker Show on Tuesday, September the 25th, with me, Paul Andrews, and the lovely Jill Serkin.
Of course you can hurry love.
Can you?
They have speed dating now, don't they?
Now, that was funny. That was, yeah, mind you, you had 10 minutes to work on that, but that was funny.
Have I got pecan pie around my face?
I beg your pardon?
Have I got pecan pie around my
face? Yes.
So, because the lovely Jan and the lovely Jen brought us a whole huge box of cakes. In fact, it's in an Amazon box for some obscure reason. So Jan presented it to me and I went, Amazon, it's a book. But it was cakes, lots of them, donuts, and thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Cool.
Did you know it's venison season?
Venison?
Yeah, it's that time again.
Do you know I had venison on Sunday?
Did you?
I had roast venison, yeah.
Where?
The Black Pig in Tunbridge Wells.
Was it good?
It was. I had two roast dinners on Sunday.
Did you?
Yeah, I had a roast next door in the bistro at Hagelands Village.
What, and then you went on to the Black Pig?
I had roast dinner. I had roast pork, right? I had roast pork dinner.
Hang on a minute.
I've been working hard cleaning loose.
So on Sunday, you went next door?
I went next door to the studio and had a fantastic roast pork, but the lovely Jade who served me,
it
gave me a kiddie's portion. To be fair.
Well, probably because she saw your stomach.
Yeah, she did. So she went, no, you only need a kiddie's portion because you're going out later. So I had roast pork, kiddie portion at the fantastic bistro at Hagelands Village.
Yeah.
And then I went to the Black Pig.
Straight after?
No, in the evening.
Are you sure?
Muppet, yeah.
I'm going to ring them up and ask.
And I had roast venison. Yeah.
Actually, venison is very low fat.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I went.
So that's why you look so swell. But anyway, Riverford Organic, the sisters, have got it for a very, very short amount of time. And so if you want to order your venison, I get some every year and I just put it in a freezer. It comes all beautifully packed. And sausages and little tranches of things, loins, all sorts of bamboo that come. It comes beautifully frozen. It's fresh, but it's all wrapped up, so it keeps cold. And you put it in your freezer and grab it now because the season is very, very short for organic bambis.
Thank you very much.
So
for
that's
that.
We've
got a new listener.
Have we?
Yeah. Liz McGuire.
I know her name.
And Liz is from Giraffe CVs.
Yes, I do know her name.
And she says, hi, Vanilla Web. First time I'm listening to the Business Bunker Show and I thought I'd say hello. Hello, Liz. Thank you for joining us. It's an absolute pleasure for you to join us. That's Liz from Giraffe CVs.
Now, why have you gone all northern?
Why have I gone northern?
Giraffe.
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 Giraffe. Well, you don't say bath.
I'm a cockney.
Yes, but you don't say bath. You don't say I'm going to go and have me bath now, so why are you saying giraffe?
Well, that's how it's pronounced, isn't it?
Yeah, giraffe.
Giraffe. Giraffe. Giraffe. Giraffe. Shut up.
Say giraffe again.
Hey, you think that's bad? I've got a tweet from Billy Dean here.
Hello, Billy.
And this is what it says.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you what it says, then I'm going to tell you what I think he meant.
Right.
Right. What it says is, Van Am tuned in.
Van Am?
Van Am tuned in.
I think he's got predictive text problems.
I think what he meant was, I'm tuned in.
Predictive text can be a pig, can't it?
Absolutely.
It really can. Mm-hmm. I told somebody once to eat rat protein with every meal. But
there's a flaw in that, what?
She gave out rat protein, but it was eat protein with every meal. Oh, someone's calling.
There's someone on the phone.
That's the hypnosis lady.
I wonder if it's for us or for the office. Let's see.
Hello, you're on the Business Bunker.
Hi, Paul. This is Vince, the Fear Doctor here.
Hello, Vince. How are you?
I'm very good. Thanks for taking my call today.
Yeah, not a problem. So, we've got the Fear Doctor on the phone, Jules.
The Fear Doctor?
We have the Fear Doctor. So, what are you up to, Vince?
What am I up to? I'm actually working with a charity in North London today, doing some help with their volunteers and their fundraising strategies.
Cool.
And having a great time.
Brilliant.
Whereabouts in North London, Vince?
Just near King's Cross.
All right.
Fantastic. Yeah. And you've got an event coming up soon, I think.
That's right. On Thursday, Friday this week at Witherden's Hall.
Oh, the lovely Witherden's Hall.
Yeah, we're running a two-day retreat on the fear of public speaking. The idea is for people who are nervous, apprehensive or fearful to come along, to recognise their strengths, manage their areas for improvement and actually become effective speakers. A lot of what's going on is going on in the speaker's mind that isn't actually true, and it's very difficult for speakers to be objective about their own performance. So
absolutely.
When they come on my courses, they get some feedback from somebody who's worked with thousands of people over many, many years. So they go away feeling happy. They have a fresh perspective of themselves and their capabilities. And yeah, it's very effective.
I have to say that a public speaking course is one of the most effective things you can do, especially if it's something that you're not very comfortable about doing. I did one many, 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 many years ago, and it was a massive turning point for me. No, I'm being serious now. Stop laughing at me.
No, because I can tell, because I've seen you public speak.
Yeah.
You do that leaping on thing.
Yeah, well, I worked as a motivational speaker after that. But
as a circus artist.
Yeah, but before I did that, it was one of the biggest turning points for me, was to learn how to do that comfortably. And once you've overcome, as Vince said, once you've overcome that fear, the world's your lobster.
Yeah.
It really is. And, so I highly recommend it. So, when is it? Friday and Saturday, did you say?
It's Thursday, Friday.
Thursday and Friday.
This week.
Is it this week?
Yep, this week.
Vince, can I ask you one thing? Do you also work with people that aren't fearful of speaking, but just on presentation, on another workshop?
Yes, of course. Yeah, we do a more advanced type thing.
Just
the thing about the fear on a one-day course, that takes up about 60% of the day, because we just want people to recognise what they're doing.
Mm.
It's mostly effective.
Mm.
Recognise that they don't need to be perfect. And we video them, we play them back, we give them some analysis on their strengths and areas for improvement. And they go away with a roadmap of how they can improve for the future. Certainly we run more advanced courses for people who don't necessarily feel the fear, or they may have been speaking for some time, but they want a little bit more polish.
Mm.
Cool.
Excellent.
So if people want to come along to the workshop on Thursday and Friday at the fantastic Witherden's Hall at Wingham, how do they do that?
All they have to do, well, it's very simple. They can type in The Fear Doctor into Google.
Right.
And that will take you onto one of my websites.
Fantastic.
The public speaking website or the Fear Doctor website. And if you click on events or training events, you'll see the scheduled dates there. And just follow the links and it'll come through to me. And I look forward to hearing from anybody who's interested.
Brilliant. What we'll do, Vince, is we'll Google that and we'll put a link on the Kent Business Radio website as well.
That's really kind of you. Thanks, Paul. I really appreciate it.
Absolute pleasure. I want
to ask Vince something else, please.
Yeah, quick. Yeah.
And Vince, how did you get into this, doing these workshops?
It's a long story. My first professional speech over nearly 30 years ago was an absolutely disaster. My knees were shaking, my stomach was turning, my heart was pounding, my throat went dry and croaky, my neck sort of tied up, and then I just couldn't stop sweating. I was having a panic attack.
Blimey.
And, yeah.
Sounds like me playing football on Saturday, that.
Yeah, that was a big shock to me, because everything in my life at that stage, I was about 25, everything was going really, really well, and then suddenly I just felt crushed. It was like being crushed by a steamroller.
Mm.
And I, you know, this is 30 years ago before the internet. It's actually very difficult to get help. But within, you know, a couple of years of that, I was actually applying for jobs in training, because people were telling me that I was speaking really well now and I'd overcome it, and I didn't believe them. I was still a little bit shaky on the technique, as it were. But, you know, when you get lots of positive feedback, you start believing it. And the more you practice, the better you get. And I think one of the key things, I mean, there are speakers organizations out there, but sometimes it can take you up to 10 years to get really on top of things.
Mm.
What we offer from the Fear Doctor perspective and from the College of Public Speaking is a process that will take you from nervous, novice and fearful within 12 months to accomplished. And if for most people want to crack on with this and get on with it, and they don't want it to become an obstacle in their life.
Absolutely.
So we can actually offer them a process that guarantees that, as long as they put the effort in, of course, that we can take them from that nervous state to an accomplished state in 12 months.
Absolutely. And once again, I just want to emphasize how important it is to have that ability to speak in public. From a business point of view, it is one of the greatest assets there is. If you can do that, then you can promote your business quite easily. And it, funnily enough, it's one of my big bugbears when I go to networking events and stuff like that, is the amount of people that just have no idea how to sell themselves, even. They just get all nervous, just even face-to-face, let alone with an audience.
I'm working with an organisation today. I mean, lovely people, very, very motivated, but what it seems to lack is a little bit of structure, and sometimes a little bit of structure, a little bit of practice, you can really professionalise the event, and you can introduce speakers, and you can do a vote of thanks, and you can make the whole event look really polished, whereas sometimes it's a little bit ragged around the edges, and people go home thinking, I'm not sure about that. Was that a good event? Was that a bad event? I'm not sure. If there's anything you can do through public speaking to add value to your event, these are really worthwhile skills. They don't cost that much to learn. It just takes a bit of practice and a little bit of forethought.
Absolutely. Well, Vince, we wish you best of luck with your workshop, and we'd be lovely to hear from you again.
Yeah,
we will put
so much, Paul. I really appreciate it. And they're waving me. I'm in the bottom of a pub. We're actually working in the top of a pub today. We've got people waving to me from the balcony saying we're on at 1:30, so I'd better go.
Okay, mate. Well, thanks for calling the Bunker Show, and good luck with your workshop.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Bye.
All right. Cheers, Vince. That's the Fear Doctor, Vince.
Bye. We slammed the phone down.
There we go. No, couldn't
wait to get back to the pub.
No, I knew he had to go, but and then you asked him a long, drawn-out question.
I'm interested.
Yeah, I know.
I'd like to know a bit more in depth.
I'm absolutely deadly serious about that, though.
I can tell. You've got your earnest face.
Yeah, right? The ability to speak in public is a really useful tool to anyone in business or in management or whatever. And it actually is very simple. Vince is absolutely right. It's just in your own mind. It's a fear factor that isn't there. One of the funny things is that, in fact, the audience is more scared than you are because they don't know what you're going to tell them to do.
Or if you're going to pick on them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, I've spoken to audiences. The biggest audience I've ever spoken to was 5,000 people.
Mm.
And
is that all?
Yeah. Yeah. You stand there on the stage and there's you and 5,000 people and they are scared than you are because they just do not know what you're going to do. And, you know, it's a great talent. So book on the course is what I'm saying. Go do it because it's really worthwhile.
And Witherden's Hall, obviously, is
and it's a lovely place at Witherden's
Hall.
Look at the rain out there. Blimey.
I can see it streaming behind your head.
I tell you what, listeners, it's lashing down here on the marsh.
Yeah,
it
is.
Yeah, it really is.
The sheep are all trying to get in.
Yeah. We need to crack on. I've got we've got loads of tweets, but I want to read this one because it's been there a while.
Okay.
And then I think we'll talk to our first studio guest, don't you?
It'll either be Jan or Jen.
Yeah, we haven't picked which one's going to go first yet, have we?
We can't tell the difference.
All right, Jen's going to go first. I can't see Jen. I can just see a hand waving above my screen, and I'm assuming it's Jen. Yes, it is. Oh yeah, because it actually couldn't have been anyone else because that was the only one sitting over there.
She's the one that couldn't reach the plug.
Yeah, exactly. We've got a tweet from HMS at the Abbey. The HMS at the Abbey restaurant is now open from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Fridays and Saturdays, and 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Sundays. And you can phone 01-795-229-714 for bookings and inquiries. We'll do that again, and we'll also put a link to them. There is a link to them already on the Kent Business Radio website.
Go down there. It's very reasonably priced, child-friendly. Really, really recommend it.
Cool. Okie doke. I think we'll come to our first studio guest now. What do you think?
Let's do it, then I can eat the cakes.
Yeah. So it's my absolute pleasure to welcome Jenny Avery Stevens to the show.
Good afternoon.
You're going to have to get a bit closer to the mic.
Yes, don't be frightened.
Can you line the mic up for her? Because that's it. Brilliant.
He's wandering away from me.
No, that's right.
Forward. That's it.
You got it.
I'm there now.
There, cool. That's brilliant. Wow, you got a nice voice.
Ooh.
So, anyway, Jenny, tell us a little bit about you and a bit about your business.
Well, I'm Jenny Avery Stevens, and I run Jazz Physiotherapy. So I'm a physiotherapist, and I'm mobile. So I go into people's homes, offices, wherever they want, and provide relief, pain relief, that is.
So I can tell you, listener, that Jenny gave my shoulders a quick rub earlier on and then wandered off, which was a bit disappointing because I was just into that because my shoulders were a bit tight.
I did have to come back to you then.
Yeah, you did, yeah. And we're going to do that later. Ooh. Don't worry.
I've got magic hands, apparently.
Absolutely. So tell us a bit about the kind of things that you do and the kind of rationale behind it, if you like. You know, so, I mean, when people think of physiotherapy, they tend to think of sports injuries and things like that. Is that something that you're into? Or?
I do sports injuries. My speciality is neurology, as it happens. So it's the rehabilitation after strokes, head right. injuries, or Parkinson's. So regaining function and maximising potential. So people can go from having no balance to walking again and things like that. But physiotherapy is very multifaceted. There's physios in cardiac rehabilitation, respiratory physios that work in ITU.
Say again?
Respiratory physios that deal with lungs and
hearing. Oh, I see. Right,
so they're
okay.
working in intensive care.
Right.
So physios are everywhere, really.
Mm.
It's a very dynamic, multifaceted profession.
Right, okay. And what you do is mobile, so you go to your patients.
Yes, I do.
Which is quite cool as well.
It's very good.
Yeah. And you said you specialise in neurology.
That's right.
Can you expand on that a bit? And neuro sounds like it might be something to do with the brain.
That's right. It's to do with the brain. So impairment.
You do brain massages. I could do with a brain massage, Julesy. I could.
Yes, I know you could.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sorry.
Your hair might grow then.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't push it.
Yeah. Yeah. She was on thin ice there, wasn't she, Jen?
She was.
She was, yeah, yeah. You can see the look on my face.
I know.
Yeah.
There's a bit of a glint.
I'm not invited to the anniversary party, so I'm going to be as nasty as possible.
Excuse me. Sorry about this, Jen. We need a little argument here.
Domestic.
No, you were invited. You just chose to abscond yourself to Margarita Land. Anyway, for a paella or two.
Paella,
sorry, Jen.
Paella.
Anyway.
Well, you have to have two anniversary parties then, don't you?
Yeah, we'll have another one when I get back.
Yeah.
Anyway, I want to find out about this neurology lark.
Oh, yes. So impairments of the brain. So if someone has a clot or a bleed in their brain, one side of their body is often affected.
Yep.
And becomes weak or sometimes like a spasticity, high tone. And they can't function properly. So you're trying to get their dexterity back, their balance back, walking back, ability to transfer and actually just function in real life again. And it's a very fulfilling part of my role doing that.
Right.
You see someone that can't walk and they're struggling to just get out of the bed and something and you've made a difference. And that you regain their independence, it's the job satisfaction from that is immense.
I can imagine.
And do you work privately and NHS or both? Or?
I'm mainly private at the moment.
Okay.
I do take on NHS work, but it is mainly private at the moment.
And how did you get into specialising with the neurology and stroke victims?
I was in London at the time and I happened to do a rotation in St Mary's in their stroke unit and I love the fact that your hands can make a difference and it's slow and you have, you're working with the whole family as well and it's like a counselling and you're going on a journey with them and that's really fascinated me and so I sort of did all the courses and went from there really and I've loved it ever since. So although I can do all the normal musculoskeletal physiotherapy, my view is slightly different because of my neurology background.
Cool. What I'm kind of trying to visualize in my head is exactly how you massage your brain. I've got massaging brains on the brain now. What is the process?
So if you steer away from massaging the brain.
Yeah. Which of course is complete
exactly.
nonsense. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're actually trying to facilitate and promote muscle function. So if someone had an arm that was very loose and flaccid,
right.
you'd be trying to promote muscle activity in that
I
arm.
I get it. Okay. Mm. Okay. I see. So basically, the brain isn't the source of your it's the source of the problem, but it isn't where you administer the fix.
No.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It travels down, Paul, from the brain.
Apparently.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you
nothing,
have one, yes.
We don't have anything flaccid in the studio, I can assure you.
So I see.
Yeah. We're fighting fit here.
Yeah.
It's my magic hands, isn't
yeah.
it?
Absolutely, yeah.
And do you use essential oils?
No, I use a basic oil because you don't know if people are going to react to them. And then sometimes use a heating oil if there's a muscle spasm, things like
She's
that.
She's a physiotherapist, not a massage therapist.
No, but they use things like I've got a physio and she uses an arnica on me, I think.
Yeah, that's for sports injuries and things. Yes, you can use that, but I don't.
So, I mean, from your point of view as a professional physiotherapist, Is there anything that you could tell us about how, I'm trying to pick my words carefully here because I know she'll pick on whatever I'm going to say. What I'm trying to get at is that I know, I have a friend who's also a physiotherapist, and one of the things she's forever telling me is to sit up straight and keep my spine straight and all of it, and stop hunching over and having my computer at the wrong angle and blah, 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 blah. Are there any things, tips, anything we should look at in terms of how we keep our musculature and skeleton and everything in shipshape order?
Yes, posture.
A bit late for you, Paul, yeah. I think, frankly.
What?
A bit late for you, Paul, really.
Yeah, I wasn't thinking of me, but I'm thinking of normal people.
Okay.
Yeah.
Posture is really important. I mean, a lot of people get neck pain, back pain, because they're sitting incorrectly at the computer. Mm. But if you don't look at... Lucky you can't see how we're sitting.
They've both got cross legs.
I have to tell you, listener, they're both prostrate lying on the couch in front of the studio eating donuts. Yeah. But we won't mention that. Yeah.
Hunched with cross legs.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Jan can tell you more about the ergonomics of things. But, yeah. Yes, posture and keeping moving. And people often make the mistake if they're in pain is to not move, which actually makes things worse. Mm. So if you keep moving and working through it, you facilitate
the
recovery better.
The old adage of bed rest is all gone out.
Oh, that's
now
gone
backs,
way out. Yes, yeah. Yeah.
Mm. Cool.
Keep moving, Paul. That's what I suggest for you.
Keep running while you reload. Yeah. So, what kind of area geographically do you cover as a mobile physiotherapist? Do you go anywhere or?
Yeah, Thanet and surrounds. So right. I do go up as far as Ashford, Canterbury, Herne Bay and things for a nominal fee. but mainly Thanet and surrounds.
Okay. And is it necessary to get a doctor's, whatever?
No, you can self-refer.
Okay, cool.
They can just call
well,
me.
Well, it's
up.
Funny you should say that because, anyway.
What have you got that needs massaging then?
Oh, I've got lots that needs massaging. Don't you worry. Jen, I have some jobs for you.
Now listen, if suddenly
any areas
we, have
of stiffness?
A, we have a lot of tunes playing, you'll know that Paul's having a massage.
Yeah, exactly. So, tell us how we get hold of you.
You can call me on, if I could only remember my phone number, I think it's 07846 038 814.
Cool.
Or look at my website, which is jazzphysiotherapy.co.uk.
J-A-Z?
No, J-A-S.
J-A-S. We do have a link to that on our website, and the link does actually work now.
Ah.
Yeah, because the link didn't work at the weekend.
It was only Friday night. Well, it got fixed Saturday morning, didn't it?
Yeah.
Urgently.
Yeah.
When I nagged you.
Yeah. And I fixed it on my mobile phone while stood at a hockey match, actually, which was a bit of a...
I just feel quite cheated, really, because I thought you were in hospital eating grapes and feeling poorly.
Well, it was Friday.
Yeah, and you were out at meetings and gallivanting around, not recuperating at all.
No, I know, but it hurt. But I had to keep soldiering on.
Did you?
Yeah.
Very noble.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, see, some people appreciate it, my efforts.
Can we ask about hourly rates? For a first consultation, what would you charge?
The usual...
Watch it, listeners. She's starting to negotiate now. don't fall for this, Jen. Don't get dragged into this. She'll be wanting a discount any minute.
She wouldn't know where to start with me. I've broken two legs, a foot. I've got a false knee. I mean,
what she's trying to say is, do you do bulk discount?
Well, it depends on the area I'm treating.
Well, how tall the patient is. Do you charge by the inch?
We'll be doing very much there with the pool. Anyway, I was just
ignore
saying.
That pool.
Cool.
It's usually, the first session is usually £50 and then £40 thereafter. If you're wanting an hourly session, it's £50 for the hour. Because the rehab process takes longer than the half an hour,
sure.
So you do need the hour.
And do you do any water therapy?
No, I don't. Okay. I don't have a mobile hydrotherapy pool.
Because I'll talk to you about that after. Mm. There's a couple.
She's going to sell you one.
Yeah.
I'm going to end up with a hot tub, aren't I?
Cool. Jen, thank you very much for that.
Thank you.
Fascinating stuff. And I can attest, listeners, to the power of her healing hands, because one little knee of my shoulders was pretty good, and I've been chilled since then.
Jan, do you work with cerebral palsy and cystic fibrosis?
I have done. I haven't got any of those clients at the moment, but yes, I have.
Okay, well, we can talk about that after as well.
Mm. Cool. Good. For the moment, Jenny, thank you very much for that. It's a pleasure to have you here. Stay with us,
thank
and we're going to talk to Jan in a moment. I've got a few more tweets coming in. We've got loads of new listeners again.
Yeah.
And some
and the old
familiar
ones.
Ones. Yeah.
Beaujolais Boy and...
Yeah, yeah, and some of the older ones are back, and we've got some of the regulars still in. So we've had Lenley's tweet, morning, business bunker. Morning. I suppose if you get up, like, oh, Canterbury mean time.
They don't open till 9:30.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Looking forward to the Kent Business tweet up this Thursday, the 27th, at the Terrazzo restaurant at 10 a.m. That's with Ken Lloyd and gang. I will be going to that.
I will be going to that.
Yeah, we will be there at the Canterbury Business tweet up at Lenley's. That's Roper Road.
Roper Road, Canterbury, and yeah. You can park there for free.
Right outside the door.
Yeah.
In their fantastic restaurant.
And may I recommend lunch after?
Cool. Go on, tell us what it is. Go on, go for it.
Well, I always go for a confit of duck.
Well, of course you would.
But there is that lovely kaffili cheese crumble that they're doing at the moment, which I thought sounded very nice, followed by plum crumble and maybe a frangipan cake.
Cool. And Lenley's also gone to say we have 60% off of some ranges. Support your local store, and great show, and enjoying listening in. So,
they
yeah.
They say great show, do they?
Yeah, yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah. Best show they've ever heard. No, I made that bit up. blimey. Another phone call as well.
Kel Supreme.
Shall we see if that's for us?
Let's see who's calling the Business Bunker.
Hello, this is the Business Bunker.
Hello, it's Angela from Another Journey Begins.
Hello, Angela. How are you?
I'm very well. I've been racing home, and have I missed much?
No, you haven't. And I was about to mention your fantastic efforts at the Great North Run.
Oh.
Well done.
Bless you. Thank you so much. Well, I have to say thank you to everyone that supported me. And actually, donations are still coming in, so it's absolutely fantastic.
Brilliant. No, absolutely made up that you did it. And you did it in a PB as well, didn't you?
I did. My personal best by 13 minutes. So
by 13 minutes? Blimey.
I think my helicopter blade gave me some lift.
Yeah, I saw that photograph. Yeah, cool.
I wanted to say hello to Jen and Jan.
Hello, Angela.
Hello, and hello, Jules, the lovely Jules.
Hello, the lovely
Angela.
And also, just to back up, really, that I hope I haven't missed too much of Jan or Jen.
No, you haven't. Jen's just finished her bit, and we haven't spoken to Jan yet.
Oh,
we're just
well,
about to.
I just wanted to add on my personal recommendations to them, because they both worked with my husband, as you know, and Jules knows.
The lovely Rick.
Yeah.
Injuries. And we're working with them and also with our case manager, so there'll be further work for them. They know they'll be busy soon, but absolutely fantastic. And what Jan doesn't know about a mouse is amazing. And what Jen can do, and also she's worked on my shoulder, and as much as I screamed, I was actually grateful afterwards.
Was she wussy about it, Jen? Did she scream and scream and scream?
There were lots of faces and lots of funny noises.
Really? And then you started on her shoulder. Cool.
But I also wanted to ring in quickly and say thank you last week for mentioning the business training that Learn2 are putting on, which are obviously I have a vested interest because I'm delivering them. And I didn't know whether any of the listeners knew that Learn2 are offering, if they mention my name, my business, Another Journey Begins, they actually get 20% off the price.
Blimey. So you can't ask for fairer than that, listeners.
Well, exactly. They're near enough going to be giving them to them as a gift if they book especially two titles together. So if any of the listeners out there are wanting to invest in training but don't think they've got enough in their budgets, I believe Learn2 may be the answer.
Cool. So... Learn2 training, if you say the magic word, which is Angela Bryce Stevenson,
or another
journey begins, you will get a big discount. And if I guess if you say both.
Well, actually, talking to Helen, she said that she could be negotiated with, so never say never.
Cool. Angela, thanks for that. We'll certainly help promote that and put some links on the website for that. But once again, well done on your Great North Run, your personal best and your fundraising efforts, and all power to you.
Thank you so much, and I'll see you all at the tweet up on Thursday.
You will, yeah, we look forward to it.
Take care, everyone, bye.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Angela Bryce-Stevenson there of Another Journey Begins, who just did the Great North Run for charity and did a fantastic job.
Beat her personal best.
Yeah.
And
well
then
done.
Also 20% off there, so that's a no-brainer for Learn2.
Yeah.
Just mention Angela.
I've got 10 more tweets, but I'm only going to do one.
Go on then.
And then we'll come to our next guest, I think.
Yep.
I've got another new listener Corinne Stewart.
Nude.
How would I know what they were wearing, if anything?
Maybe they was a picture.
Yeah, true.
Twit pic.
Yeah. But that would get banned now, I think. Probably. Anyway, Corinne Stewart of the 450 Club, and she's looking forward to visiting us soon because she's going to be on the show soon.
Lovely.
And she runs a business club in London called the 450 Club, and so she says a big hello to all Kent businesses from the City of London. Corinne, we're looking forward to you coming down and telling us all about the 450 Club, which is going to be cool.
Yep, that will be very interesting.
Absolutely. But I think now what we'll do is we'll come to our next guest, Jan Mulligan.
Hello, Paul.
Hello, Jan. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Cool. So, well, you know, you come with testimonials there.
Anyone
that can make Angela scream is welcome here.
No, that was Jen.
Oh, that was Jen, was it? Yeah, cool. So tell us a little bit about Jan and what you do.
I am an ergonomist by profession, and ergonomics is the study of the human in whichever environment we're trying to achieve something. So how we interact with the world around us.
Right.
And it gets involved in designing products from scratch, making sure that they suit the needs of the potential users.
Right.
But my speciality is preventing, managing and reducing ill health and difficulty resulting from the workplace or completing tasks that you're trying to achieve.
Okay.
And I specialise in disability.
Okay, so let's kind of step through some of that in English.
I'm leaving now.
Yeah. So it kind of comes down to how we sit, how we utilise things, how we lift things.
Absolutely. Those are the common things that people think about. Posture and chairs is what people assume ergonomics is.
Yeah.
But it's about things like one size does not fit all. Back in the 80s, it was the one size T-shirt. Mm. Well, if we look around the room, we're all different sizes, so we wouldn't get into that same T-shirt.
I'll give it a go, yeah.
I've seen you squeeze into that T-shirt. Perhaps don't give it a go. Pass on that point.
Right.
Pass on that one. If you share a car with somebody, you'll probably adjust the steering wheel on the seat before you drive off. But in the workplace, we're given chairs, we're given equipment, and we just get on and use it.
Right.
And that's where problems start, with people getting a bit of neck ache, a bit of eye strain, a bit of backache, because they're making do with either furniture equipment that either is not right for them or has not been adjusted for their personal needs. It's like you wouldn't use a shaving brush to paint a wall. You use a paintbrush because
you're absolutely right.
It's finding the right tool for the task.
Yeah, of course it is, yeah.
But then on the other hand, it's finding the best tool for the task so that risk of injury, risk of ill health increasing gets decreased by using the appropriate tools in the appropriate way. So,
Can I ask a question there? Because trying to be kind of practical whilst understanding fully what you say, one of the things that I came across, though, with a lot of this is people were trying to flog incredibly expensive chairs, and I'm sure they worked, but, you know, paying a grand or so for a chair for a small business is just, you know,
certainly.
I'll have backache, thank you, it's cheaper. I'm sure there must be ways of doing things without incredibly expensive equipment.
There are.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And I'd just like to talk about that because I don't want people to go away and think, oh, I can't afford any of this. I can't afford loads of expensive equipment.
Most adaptations exist already within the environment that you're based in. Mm. So if you are a computer user, then your office chair by law has to be height adjustable, the back height needs to be adjustable, and the back angle needs to be adjustable. So for those three things, chairs start at £50 upwards.
Yeah.
The thing is that a £50 chair will probably only have a year's life.
Mm.
So over the course of 5 years, it may be worth investing in a £150 chair or a £200 chair.
Mm.
When you're looking at £300, £400, £500, £1,000, you're looking to meet somebody's needs for a specific medical condition or an ache or a pain that is aggravated by using standard equipment.
Right.
So if somebody has scoliosis or Parkinson's or MS and therefore standard equipment doesn't meet their need, then we'd be looking at getting a specialist piece of equipment for them.
Cool.
Same with the mouse, a standard mouse. Millions of people all the way around the world are using a standard computer mouse.
Mm.
But if you look at hand size, most people, their hand is much bigger than the mouse, so they end up gripping it, getting into awkward positions using that mouse.
Absolutely.
And there are thousands of other products, often quite cheap, that change in size of shape or angle or position.
So I want to explore that, because this is something that personally I've suffered with. the onset of
RSI.
No. You do because you do the same thing all the time, and you know you either end up with an incredibly strong finger, but more often a pain.
Yes.
Where you've done the same thing over and over and over again. Mm. And you know, are there simple ways, simple things that we can look at to minimise that?
Absolutely. There's more than one way of achieving any task. So if you're clicking the mouse button, for example, you can use the keyboard to do everything that a mouse can do. You can do through the keyboard for mainstream computer equipment. There's also software that will perform the clicking for you. You just move your pointer to where you want to click and you wait for a certain amount of time and the software will click for you. If you're scrolling, you can scroll through the arrow key on the keyboard, page up, page down, or you can jump. So if you know you want to go to page 3, then in Word, Control G.
You don't go to page 3, do you, Paul?
Page 3. It's the only one I read.
It's a one-track mind, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
It's about changing habits, isn't it?
It's about changing habits, absolutely. It's the same way. If you're going walking, you might wear hiking boots. If you're going shopping, you might wear high-heel shoes. It's, think of your workplace. Think of other ways of achieving what you're trying to achieve.
Is if you particularly wanted to use a mouse, is there any tips you could give us on how to address that, how to hold it properly, how to use a mouse in the most least disruptive way?
Okay, it's quite hard to describe without you seeing I'm doing. But normally one holds on to the mouse.
Yeah.
And what I would propose is if you look at the palm of your hand and then you turn your palm of your hand to the mouse and you just drop your hand on top of the mouse so that it's laying on top.
Yeah.
And let your fingers then fall naturally across the buttons.
Right.
For most people, they will notice that their fingertips drop off the end of the mouse.
That's exactly what happened to mine.
So what you're now doing is you're using the full length of your finger to click the mouse button rather than the fingertip. You're using more muscles and bigger muscles to achieve that small repetitive task. The weight of your hand through your arm, through your elbow, then moves the mouse around the tabletop. So you're not holding it and moving it. You're letting the weight of your hand move it across the top. Think like ice skating, gliding across the work surface. So you've eliminated the grip, you've eliminated the arched index finger and the fingertip repetition, and by floating on top of the mouse like that, your wrist is not making contact with the work surface, and it's that wrist contact anchoring onto the work surface that puts pressure onto the carpal tunnel and therefore can cause RSI, upper limb disorder symptoms, or referred pain. People often get pain in the neck and the shoulders, but it's actually what their hand and wrist are doing that's causing the problem.
But RSI for businesses is huge, isn't it? And for corporates, there are people just taking time off with RSI.
Move as well. Don't be in one position for any length of time.
Absolutely.
Even set a timer on your computer sometimes to remind yourself to move, walk
around.
Stand up.
But I do try that at home. And sorry, Paul, but with my mobile phone, I try. I've got this thing mainly for weight that I stand up and march around the house, but then I lose my signal. So you know, sometimes it's really hard to sort of implement these things.
It's about variety and giving yourself reasons to move away. And simple things in the workplace is that if you use stationery like a stapler or the photocopier, move the stapler off your desk so you've got to go and get it when you need it. If you photocopy, go and do one piece of work at a time. Don't stockpile so that you're doing it all in one time.
I wanted to come back to something you just made reference to because I think this is really important because it's something that caught me out for a long time, which is you get pains in places that aren't directly in the place that's caused it, yeah? And you're absolutely right. You know, a lot of people can come away with a pain in the neck, a pain in the shoulders, and they think, oh, you know, I've done something to my neck. But in fact, it's their mouse work that's caused it, and they don't think about that.
Sure.
Yeah, so they'll spend lots of time trying to do stuff to their neck, and that's not the cause. Yeah.
No. So if you're seeking treatment from a physiotherapist like Jen, you're looking for somebody who's a specialist in musculoskeletal as it relates to the workplace, because somebody like Jen will know when you report your symptoms to them, they'll consider everything else that it might be.
Yeah.
Equally, if you're an employee, your employer has a duty of care to look after you at work, and there's legislation called the display screen equipment legislation, which means that the employer has to conduct a workplace assessment on you and your workstation to make sure that the chair height, the monitor height, the position of equipment meets your personal needs.
Yeah.
Now, where a company either doesn't have that expertise or you have symptoms that go beyond basic level, that's where your employer might call in an ergonomist or right. a specialist in disability to help you with that.
Cool.
And you were saying about eye strain as well. What? Tell us about that.
Eye strain, generally these days it's going to be computer use, and we're looking very much at the distance of the computer from yourself. If you sit fully into your chair and you're comfortable in your chair and you put your hand out in front of you, your fingertips should be within 2.5 centimetres to an inch of the screen. Any further or any closer should be at the direction of your optician to meet your visual need. If you haven't been directed by your optician to place your monitor in a certain position, then try about arm's length away.
Right.
In terms of height of the monitor, if you're a touch typist, you want your eye line to be within 2.5 centimetres, an inch of the top of the screen. If you're a non-touch typist, in other words, you've got to look at the keyboard as you're working, then the screen should be slightly lower, because otherwise you're just going to be constantly bobbing from looking at the keyboard to looking at the screen. You'll not only get eye strain, but you'll get some neck discomfort as well, and possibly shoulder.
Good stuff.
So if people want you to come round, what is your hourly rate?
Don't have an hourly rate.
What are we looking at?
Well, we're looking at... I offer a bespoke service, so it's not a matter of selling a box of services off the shelf. What I ask people to do is contact me, and I will send them a questionnaire so I can get some more information about themselves, the work they do, the equipment they already have, how their symptoms affect them both in the work and outside the workplace, and then from that I can give them an idea of the service I would propose and the fee involved.
And sure. I'll vouch for Jan, because I had a, what was it called?
A ganglion cyst
on my wrist from using trackpad.
All right.
With my old Mac. And then I got a magic mouse, and I was going to have it operated with a general anaesthetic, and the guy said that it wouldn't go, the consultant. But I talked to Jan about it, and she said, you know, about practices and changing mice and all that sort of thing, and it went.
Blimey. Well, there you go.
But it was a great big, huge thing on my wrist.
Yeah, okay.
So, Jan...
It just shows you. Absolutely.
Simple things, simple changes to life, and things can improve very easily.
Brilliant. Well, on that note, I think we'll say thank you for the moment,
Jan.
Give us a shout for your website.
It's www.greenleaf, that's green and leaf with an E on the end, .co.uk.
And we have a link to greenleaf.co.uk on the Kempis's radio website. So if you want to follow up with any of that, you can have a look at Jan's website and follow up from there. But for the moment, thank you very much for that. It's very interesting.
Thank you.
Do stay with us for the rest of the show. We haven't got much longer to go, but do stay with us and feel free to join in. So thank you. That's Jan Mulligan of Greenleaf. I've been avoiding trying to say this all day.
Ergonomics.
And I was going to go for it.
Ergonomics.
And now you've thrown me.
Come on.
Ergonomist.
Yeah. See, it's part of the qualification. If you Is can't it? Say the word, you can't do the job.
Ah, right, okay.
How many years did you have to train?
What, to say ergonomist?
It must have been an age.
Well, I've been in the field of IT and disability for about 25 years, but actually the qualification was over about 2 years.
Well done. Because she really does know her stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. No, absolutely. And it is fascinating how, you know, you can suffer with stuff.
Yeah.
And the solution is incredibly simple, if only you knew it.
Absolutely.
And if only you adopted it, you know, and that is one of the, you know, most amazing things.
With so many people now, we're all working with computers, and everyone is. Mm. And I just spent a load of money on glasses, and I'm not happy at all with my screen, so I shall get you round.
Mm.
Thank you.
To look, because you can spend all the money on the glasses, but it still isn't right.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely.
You've got to have the right positioning.
Absolutely, absolutely. No, thank you for that.
Thank you.
Jan and Jen. Really fascinating.
And thank you
fascinating.
For joining Twitter. She's just joined.
Yeah, we blagged them into joining again.
Jules has been nagging me for a year, and I finally signed up yesterday.
Cool.
So do follow both of them, Jan and Jen, because, you know, they have joined.
Hmm. We got Twitter. A gazillion things to get through.
Go on then.
I got a load of tweets and then some emails I want to read. And I also want to play you some interviews that we did at Keita earlier as well. We've had CBBs. Please mention staff at Deason's who are having a well-deserved day off. We're having a hog roast with our own reared pigs. We're having a pig day today, aren't we?
So that's Deason's restaurant in Canterbury, it must be.
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah. I think he breeds his own pigs.
Yep.
It's a great restaurant. I love it. Have you been?
Yeah. So that's CBeebies. And that's Chris from CBeebies.
We met at Hilda's.
Yeah, and Chris is going to come on the show at some time and tell us about his beekeeping. Yeah.
That would be good, wouldn't it?
But at the moment, they're having a hog roast. They're tied up, yeah.
That'll be very good.
Yeah. I'm ignoring it. I know you're trying to struggle a joke in there somewhere, Jules, but...
be very careful on that.
Oh, yeah, whatever. Another new listener, Lisa Wally-Smith. Hi, I'm listening. I work with the lovely Sally from Simply Ice Cream, the best handmade ice cream ever. Thank you. So that's Lisa Wally-Smith and also Simply Ice Cream.
Making me hungry now.
Yeah. Oh, and we got a lovely tweet from Telcare Limited.
Oh, Lisa. Yeah.
Hello, Business Bunker.
She was also at the event, HMS.
Oh, everybody goes to the events we go to, yeah.
Yeah, she was also there.
Yeah. Hello, Business Bunker. We think it's a great show. Enjoying listening in here at the Telcare office. So, thank you, guys.
And thank you for sorting out the phones.
Yeah, really appreciate it. Did you notice the phones work today?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, isn't it? First time for ages and ages and ages and ages. Yeah, cool. I've got an email I want to read here. I'm sure you've got some as well.
I've got about 85.
Yeah. I want to tell you about the Swale Jobs Fair on the 26th of September. That's tomorrow. Promoted by Gordon Henderson MP and Hugh Robertson MP, the Swale Borough Council and Kent County Council. If you're looking for a job, apprenticeship or to start your own business, then come along to the Swale Jobs Fair, which is 10 till 5 at the Wyvern Hall. I think that's the Swallows Leisure Centre. Wyvern Hall, Central Avenue, Sittingbourne. You can phone 01795 437 377 or you can look at the website, which is swalejobsfair.co.uk. So do get along to that. That's tomorrow, 10 a.m. at the Wyvern Hall, the Swale Jobs Fair. And on Thursday, the 27th, 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. is a better breakfast. £10 a person, which includes the breakfast. And the better breakfast meeting is about joining the Federation of Small Business. And they tell you all about the hidden value that you don't know that the FSB provide. So if you'd like to get along to that, you need to call Louise on 01634 350215. That's the Federation of Small Business. You got an email there?
Yeah, there's one here from Christine. I don't know her surname, but it's Christine at hullabaloo-uk.co.uk. That will be on the Bunker website after the show. She's organising an event in Thanet at G Casino tomorrow, that's the 26th, for women who are running a business or third sector organisation or who'd like to start one. It's free, with free refreshments, and runs tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. There'll be talks covering expansion, East Kent, interest-free loans, social media, marketing, networking, goal setting, and being part of a big brand. A huge, huge thing they're covering there from 10 to 1. So that's... there's an option to join us for the Business Women's Networking Lunch for £11, two courses. Guest speaker is the wonderful Jane Wenham-Jones. So that's Christine at hullabaloo-uk.co.uk.
Cool. We've had a tweet from Billy Dean that's ratted you up.
Ratted me up?
Yeah, it says, hi, Vanilla Web, Jules definitely needs ergo done on her office. Yeah, the screen is in front of a big bright window, which is a big no-no.
Oh, definitely wrong.
And that's from your technical support guru.
I know, and yeah. Also my curtains, because I've just moved.
Billy never mentioned your curtains for some reason.
They don't fit, so when I try and bring them... It was actually, Alex Hare commented on that. So he said, Jules, why are you squinting like that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thank you, Billy, for ratting me.
I've got an email here for... Create, Canterbury's favourite event for ideas on innovation, enterprise and culture, on Thursday the 4th of October from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. at Fruitworks Co-working Centre, which is in Stour Street, Canterbury. Have you booked your tickets yet for Create? We've brought together some amazing speakers to deliver interesting and stimulating discussions, and we'd like you to join us. The guest list is filling up already, so make sure you don't miss out on enjoying an evening with some of the most interesting people from around Kent. You can book your tickets, which are free, at www.fruitworks.co/create. Yeah. This month's speaker lineup includes the MD and technology director from 404 team, plus the founder of suckmytrend.com.
That was worrying me then.
Which is a, yeah, yes.
I was worried.
Yeah, yeah, I do know Suck My Trend, and it's actually a really cool website. It's an interesting name, but it's a cool website. And they've got another speaker that they're waiting to confirm. All drinks, both soft and alcoholic, will be provided free of charge, sponsored by Virally.
Well, I'm going then.
Yeah, absolutely. All the events that they've run so far have ended up fully booked, so you need to get along and book very quickly. There's a direct booking link, which is fruitworkscreate.eventbrite.co.uk, and we'll put all those links on the website. But do get along there and support the Create event on the 4th of October at Fruitworks, which is a really cool space in Canterbury, in Stour Street, in the centre of the city.
It's a lovely, lovely venue.
It's a great venue, and the events are brilliant. I always go to those events. They get 40, 50, 60 people, and it's a cracking evening, let me tell you. It's really good.
Which reminds me, the Lenley's tweet-up, I forgot to say, we've got our studio guest that we had on last week, Oliver Muster-Playfield.
Oh, you got Ollie there?
He's,
brilliant.
Yeah, I forced him to do a five-minute speak.
Is he coming in his Lambo?
Yeah, probably.
Brilliant. Good stuff.
Probably drive right in and buy a couple of Natuzzis while he's there.
What I'd like to do now is...
do your recording.
Yeah,
get it off your chair.
We did a couple of interviews at the Kent Independent Traders Association Awards at the Star Arcade in Maidstone last week, and I'd like you to have a listen to some of these. So let's have a try at this. This is Paul Andrews for the Business Bunker Show, kentbusinessradio.co.uk, at the Star Arcade in Maidstone, at the Kent Independent Traders Awards Ceremony. And I have with me here now Mrs. Joanna Francis, the winner of the Best Startup Business in Kent. Joanna, nice to see you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about your business?
My business was started after I was made redundant, and I wanted to find a way of putting my skills based around sales and marketing to use basically with other small businesses. So I offer business support services to small businesses around Kent, helping them with their social media, their marketing, their sales, right through to more basic tasks like their business correspondence and their administration.
That's cool. So your business is called Maidstone Virtual Assistants, is that right?
That's right, yes.
Cool. And how long have you been going?
I literally started up in March, April time, started sowing the seed of the idea, built my own website, and started doing a little bits and pieces for a few clients, but launched officially with my first sort of paid for clients in May.
That's absolutely brilliant. And how have you found being an entrepreneur?
It's been amazing. You know, everyone talks about economic downturn and how we're in dire circumstances, and I've absolutely been amazed. The response has been brilliant. People are out there looking for help, and I think if you pitch yourself correctly, don't overprice yourself, and you know, really can offer businesses some value, there's work to be had.
Yeah, absolutely correct. Yeah, absolutely true. Totally agree with that. So give us a shout for your website.
www.maidstone-virtual-assistant.co.uk.
Cool, that's absolutely brilliant. What we'll do is we'll put that website link on our website so that people can follow up with that. But for the moment, congratulations on your award. It's very well deserved, and I hope you enjoy a massive, massive future as an entrepreneur.
Lovely, thank you very much.
I'm here at the Kent Independent Traders Awards Ceremony at the Star Arcade in Maidstone, and I have with me now Mr. Paul Temple of Kent Venues, who was the runner-up in a new startup business category. Hello, Paul.
Hello.
Lovely to see you. So tell us a little bit about Kent Venues.
Well, kind of 18 months into our business now. I say us, as me and one other director who's financed our kind of redevelopment. We've got a fantastic new website which has launched us to new heights at the moment. Basically, what as a business, we are a venue finding service, so you would come to our website to find a venue for a wedding, a party, any kind of event, meetings, conferences. We provide you know, attractive, customizable listings that, that rank on Google as well. You know, I'm not going to go into too much detail.
Are these anywhere in Kent that you do?
Anywhere in Kent, yeah. So, yeah, basically being Kent venues, if you're a venue in Kent, you need to come and talk to me.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So you've been going 18 months now?
Yeah, 18 months in. You know, it's a long and lonely road, as we all know, as an entrepreneur, start-up business. Obviously, it helps with a new pair of hands on board, and that comes in the form of a very, very experienced director who's just left a multi-million pound company that they've started from ground up, and that's obviously given me a fantastic kind of backing and mentor.
Absolutely.
On the back of that.
Yeah, that level of support is, yeah. Almost priceless.
Invaluable, yeah, invaluable. And obviously, you know, paired with my knowledge of online and online media with her kind of 35 plus years experience together, I think we've got a fantastic team. And obviously, on the back of that, we've just acquired londonvenues.co.uk as well. So, you know, times are exciting for us.
Absolutely. Yeah. So it's all taken off.
Very, very much so, yeah.
Absolutely brilliant. Give us a shout for your website.
Yeah, www.kentvenues.co.uk, or you could just Google Venue Hire Kent Venues. You'll find us.
Brilliant. Paul, absolutely brilliant. Well done. Yeah. Fantastic achievement. Well done on your award, and much power to your growing business.
Thank you, Paul. Cheers.
I'm at the Kent Independent Traders Awards ceremony at the Star Arcade in Maidstone on the second half of the evening, and I have joining me now the star of the show, Julie Anderson of RAP Office Contracts, winner of the People's Choice Award. Hi, Julie.
Hi. Hi, everyone.
You must be really pleased with that.
Yeah, I am, because I think in business you feel like you want to help other people, and it's really appreciated when everybody else realises that, because it is important to help others in business.
Absolutely. This award was voted for by people who are customers and users and people that have heard about your service, so it is a really, really egalitarian kind of award, isn't it? There's no judging going on, it's just people saying we really like what you do.
Yeah, I think in business you have to remember that you're a person and not just a service, and people buy people. It's a bit of an old cliche, we all go on about that, but it is about the service that you deliver and about the people that are behind it. And if you do what you say on the tin, it's about being a real person.
Absolutely. And then the big one, because this year's 2012 Entrepreneur of the Year, Mrs. Julie Anderson of RIP Office Contracts. Well done, Julie.
Thank you. I feel like a bit on the X Factor, but I didn't have to do any singing, thank God. But I think it's important to deliver a business that is good for someone else to take over, and I'm really grateful that people have voted for me, and hopefully the Entrepreneur of the Year means that I'm committed to my business and the clients that I deal with.
Yeah, and more than that, Julie, we all know you're committed to Kent and the people of Kent, and especially the youth of Kent, because you do so much to encourage young people in the county.
Yes, I think young people need a lot of encouragement, and I'm always there for them. If they ever need to ask me for any business advice, I have a lot of business people coming through the business asking me for help into setting up ideas, and I help connections. And I think that they're the lifeblood of any company. So we all know that we need to take on young people. They've got the technical world at their fingertips, which us oldies find quite tricky to get to grips with. But I think we need to embrace young people and help them, because they're going to help our business grow.
Absolutely. Julie, many congratulations on your awards tonight. It's thoroughly well deserved. Fantastic achievement. Give us a shout for your website.
www.rabbiterias.com. And thanks, Paul, because you're a great ambassador for young people as well.
Thank you very much, Julie. Well done. Congratulations.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to kentbusinessradio.co.uk. That was from the Kent Independent Traders Awards ceremony at the Star Arcade in Maidstone last week, and some of the winners and finalists in the different categories there. And there were many more winners. I couldn't interview them all, but great. And absolutely massive well done to Julie Anderson of RAP Office Contracts,
yeah.
The Entrepreneur of the Year. It is so well deserved. but we're fast running out of time and I've got loads of things to cover. I want to do this email. Hi Paul, the Kent Wellbeing Symposium will be taking place at Detling Showground on the 3rd of October. The Daniels Fitness Group will be there on the day showing attendees how they can incorporate a gym into their empty office space.
Sounds good.
On a minimum budget. Sounds better. The whole emphasis of the day is all about helping employees to become healthier. So we've got a bit of a thing going on here.
Yeah.
We will even be giving free reflexology sessions.
Wow.
So if anyone would like to attend, they can do so by going to kentwellbeingsymposium.co.uk and adding the code AD99, which will entitle them to a massive discounted entry of £99 instead of £149. So that's AD99 and it will get you, well, blimey, over 50 quid off. And furthermore, there is lunch and refreshments included. And that's from Anna Daniels, the Managing Director of Daniels Fitness Group. So the Kent Wellbeing Symposium on the 3rd of October at the Detling Showground. Get along to that and we'll put a link to that. Well, the link is already up on the Kent Business Radio website. I've also got, good afternoon, I trust all is well. I wanted to ask if you could mention the next series of Going for Growth seminars for entrepreneurs on the Kent Business Bunker. And here are the details. On Tuesday the 2nd of October, there's Business Growth Strategies for Entrepreneurs. On Tuesday the 16th of October, there's Building a Team to Enhance Enterprise Value. On Tuesday the 30th of October, there's External Sources of SME Funding. On Tuesday the 13th of November, there's valuation of early stage SME businesses. And on Tuesday the 27th of November, the investment process. Each event costs £75 plus VAT and is held at FSE's Camberley headquarters between 9:30 a.m. and 1 p.m. And to find out full details about that, go to www.thefsegroup.com/events, and that link is on our website, and that's from Paul Delahunty of the FSE Investor Network Manager. So Paul, thank you for that, and good luck with all those workshops, and all the details of that will be on the Kent Business Radio website. I've got a dozen or so more tweets here. Billy Dean, can I get a shout out for SOS Computer Services? That's soscomputer.co.uk. Billy, you certainly can, and you also get my high recommendation.
And mine.
Yeah, Billy and SOS Computers are absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah.
If you've got any computer issues at all, be it PC or Mac, Billy and SOS Computer are the people. They are the people to deal with.
Now he's back.
Absolutely
now he's
stonking.
Yeah.
And I can't say fairer than that. And also we've had Rob Parker, Go Vicinity Creative.
Lovely Rob.
We're listening in the studio and we're working on an app, which
Hello,
we can't,
Michael.
Which we can't talk about because of an NDA, non-disclosure agreement, but we're very excited.
Wow.
And that's govicinity.com. So good stuff guys. We look forward to hearing about that when you can tell us.
And give that man a tea break.
Yeah, cool. Oh, and Donna from Inline Magazine's been back on. The details, if you've got a Christmas fair, remember, or a Christmas event that you want to put in the Inline Magazine, if you email Donna at inlinemagazine.co.uk or call her on 01227 739 658, or you can go to inlinemagazine.co.uk, or you can send it to Julesy.
You can send it to me and I will send it straight through Donna, and also look into her ad rates because they're extremely good for places it goes around the Canterbury villages.
And I just want to read this one because I feel like it. It's from Chris at CBBS again.
Oh,
yeah, he's saying, great show, really enjoying listening, and thanks for the mention. That's a pleasure, Chris.
Just beehive, Chris.
Oh, don't start that again. Come on, honey, read the next one.
The Business Growth Show. I like that. It made me laugh. It's promoted by the Kent franchisee, Ian James, of Exhibinet Limited. The shows will be held at East Marling Conference Centre in East Marling near Maidstone.
That would be Marling, listeners, if you live in Kent. if you're a pretentious person from Whitstable, it can be Malling, but for the rest of us, it's East Marling.
Wow. On the 2nd of October and at Salomon's in Royal Tunbridge Wells.
That's Salomon's.
On the 27th of November. For more
you can't
info,
get the staff, you can't.
Call Ian James on 020-8300-7584 or email ian@thebusinessgrowthshow.co.uk. You said giraffe, but you suddenly went northern, so I don't know where that came from. You've never said bath, so why say giraffe?
As opposed to what?
Well,
I've always said giraffe.
It's giraffe. A bot.
Giraffe.
A bot.
Giraffe.
Do you have a bath?
Pleb.
Do you have a bath? Anyway.
Anyway.
How long we got?
Can 2 minutes.
Any more,
yeah,
not?
You can do another one. Go on.
You sure? No, but they're all long.
Business
Growth Show in Maidstone and Royal Tunbridge Wells. Have I just said that?
Yes.
Tuesday, 2nd of October. Oh, they've written it twice.
All right.
Throw that away. Okay, here's one more. Lunchtime at the Elwick Club in Ashford. It's the last Monday every month. So go on to the last Monday of the month. Contact Tony Locke. There's no website that I can see.
Tony's at HR Go.
Thank you very much for that. No obligation to pass leads. 12:30, just come along any time before 2 p.m, says Tony Locke. Details will be on the Bunker website anyway.
Cool.
Who have you got?
Angela Bryce Stevenson was just updating us on the fact that the Great North Run she did was in aid of the Kent and Sussex Air Ambulance.
Brilliant.
And she's also smashed the target for that, so absolutely brilliant. Well done.
We'll just call her Speedy Gonzales from now on.
Yeah, absolutely. You can do another email, I think.
Okay, revealed the best businesses in Kent and Sussex. Which are the best businesses in Kent and Sussex? All will be revealed with the prestigious Kent and Sussex Business Excellence Awards. There's still time for local enterprises to enter before the 1st of October deadline. This is the Kent and Sussex Business Excellence Awards aim to find out by concentrating on customer service, growth, innovation, marketing, community involvement and environment. This is the fifth year that Courier Media Group have won the run the awards with West Kent Chamber of Commerce and Industry. So to find out more about this, go on to www.thisiskent.co.uk/businessawards. No brainer for that one. Contact Tia Dickinson, who's the events and exhibitions manager. Thank you, Tia.
Cool. Also, Angela mentioned the Learn To event on the 26th, which is tomorrow, isn't it? Manana, as you say.
And if you mention her name, 20% discount.
Yeah, absolutely. But what we've got is some more details on that. The person who's actually running it is Christine Holmes, and you can contact her on 01843 822 733, and that is tomorrow the 26th. And you can follow Christine at Fannett Ent, Fannett ENT, or one
Fannett
word.
Fannett with a TH.
Fannett.
Brownies networking lunch. I'm going tomorrow, first time ever, at the New Dover Road.
With the tall one, with Janice.
With the tall Janice Watton. It's 12 o'clock to 2:30, £15 a person. I'm really only going to sample the brownies, of course.
It's your one weakness, Jules, isn't it?
My one weakness, yeah. Ken Lloyd was coming with me, but he's busy now, so I'm going on my own.
I met the lovely Nina for the first time at HMS at the Abbey, yes.
Yeah, at the event, everyone was there.
Everyone that was anyone was there.
And if anyone wants to meet me, I'll be there this Friday having dinner. So,
blimey.
But also brownies lunch, I will be on my own there. Won't know anyone, so if you are in the area in Canterbury, come along and have lunch with me. And see you at Lenley's as well on Thursday at 10.
At the Tweet Up, the Kent Business Tweet Up, yep, on Thursday.
Oliver Musto Playfield.
Yep. So there's loads of events going on around the county over the next few weeks. Do try and get along to some of them. There's lots happening here as well on the Business Bunker, and we're going to be telling you all about it next week. So, you know, you all got to tune in for next week, because there's some really big, good developments
Very
happening.
Good.
Yeah,
unless someone bribes me on Thursday at Lenley's with a flagon of cider or something.
Anything really, basically. You can bribe her easily. But there's lots happening, and we're really chuffed with where things are going at last. And hopefully we got lots to tell you all next week.
This way, we could play Move On Up
by the
Isley Brothers.
We could do that, yeah.
We could.
I'm not going to, but we could do that, yeah.
Well, We Are the Champions.
Yeah, that's more like it, yeah. Yeah. So, tune in next week to find out all about all the new developments at the Business Bunker Show and everything going on around it. I'd just like to tell you about what's coming up on kentbusinessradio.co.uk for the rest of today. Because at 3 o'clock, we got the fantastic Kevin Can with the Extra Milk Show.
Kevin indeed can.
Yeah. In fact, just before we came on air, Kevin and I were having a chat on the phone to Trevor Boulder.
Oh, who, guess who?
Yeah. Trevor is the bass player from The Spiders from Mars. If anybody remembers the 80s, Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars.
I remember the 80s.
Yeah, and the Spiders from Mars are just about to embark on a new tour. And in fact, they're coming on to the Business Bunker, well, not onto the Business Bunker show, but onto the radio station to do some interviews. Yeah. So do listen to Kevin. Kevin comes up at 3 o'clock today, with Extra Milk. And then following Kevin is the fantastic Craig Avery show at 5 o'clock. And then after that, we've got Chris Tinney Six. You've got to listen to Chris Tinney Six. Chris is playing world music and rhythm and he is well mad.
Wow.
Yeah, so have a listen to that. Some great shows coming up after this. But for the moment, it just leads me to thank and Jenny Avery Stevens of
Jazz Physiotherapy.
And
Jazz with an S.
Absolutely. Yes. And the lovely Jill Serkin. Thank you for listening to Kent Business Radio. I've been Paul Andrews, and we look forward to speaking to you all next week.
We do.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.